Brian Golden.
Okay, one second, sir. Okay. And let me get you to, just a second here. Let me get you one more time to state your name and your agency number for the record, sir.
My name is Brian Golden, and my number is 044383.
Thank you, Mr. Golden. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency in as much as you have been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412B 411 hearing this afternoon. That means that you are being considered to be paroled to your next consecutive sentence or for absolute discharge. That means that regardless of what the board does this afternoon, you will not be released. There is the possibility that you could be paroled to your next consecutive sentence, but you would not be released at this time, and there are also some future sentences listed as well. Based on the information that I've gleaned, just by looking at what the Department of Correction has presented to the board, I do take note that you're currently serving a sentence for kidnapping, and that sentence had its beginning back in 1988, April the 13th, 1988, and you are parole eligible on that particular sentence. If you are paroled to your next consecutive sentence, then you would be moved to armed robbery if you're moved to your next consecutive sentence, which is C-18 in terms of the information that's been provided to the board. Is that information, is anything I've said so far incorrect or that you wish to correct at this time, sir?
Sounds about right.
Okay, sir. I would point out the fact that based on information that we have, that you did appear before this board back on August the 16th, 2016, at that time for the same 412B or 411, and you were denied. Also take note that back in 95, which is a while ago, you were not recommended to the governor, and in 89, you were granted a 412B at that particular time as it related to one of the sentences that that you have been convicted of. I would also take note that your last discipline, I believe, according to information that I've gleaned, would have been back in May 10 of 2016. At that time, you had a major and possession or manufacturing of some goods, and you also had one that was disobey a verbal, which was also a major, and the one that was that I would note just before then would have been back in 2012, conspiracy to commit, and that was also a major, and I don't think there are some others, but those are the ones that was most recent. I would point out the fact just very briefly, and I'm going to be brief, that you're currently serving a sentence that had its beginning back on December the 23rd, 1987, when the victim, who was a McDonald's restaurant employee, when he was leaving work, according to information that I've gleaned, that you abducted him at gunpoint and had him to return to his place. He was leaving work, and you brought him back in so that the victim could get you into the McDonald's at that time, and which was located at 926 East Indian School Road here in Phoenix. And you held the victim and another employee at gunpoint as you were attempting to gain entry into the safe. Shortly while you were still there, and I'm just going to sum it up very briefly, the police officers showed up and surrounded the facility. You attempted to escape, and you trying to get out by using others to help you get out. Then while you were exiting, you fired 2 to 3 gunshots at an officer. And that would have been Sergeant West, and he was struck in the upper chest. And then you fled to an alley, and there you also fired two rounds, and at that point, you also, you hit Officer Overfield, and you continued to escape, and you were able later to rob another victim of his vehicle, and you fled from pursuing law enforcement vehicles, and you collided with another vehicle, and that's when you was taken into custody. At the time that the offense was committed, you was on probation, and you and that's all I'm going to say at this time. Is there anything that you want to add to at this time in terms of what I've already said, or that might or might not be correct? Is there anything else you wish to include, sir?
That sounded pretty accurate, except for it sounded to me like you said that Officer Overfield was also hit, and that would be incorrect. The only one that was shot was Sergeant West.
I accept that very much so. Yes, sir. You fired at him, but no, sir, you did not hit him. That is correct, sir. Right. Thank you so very much. As you can see, sir, there are five board members participating in your hearing this afternoon, and they are: to my extreme right, that is the Honorable Ms. Gail Livinghouse; to my immediate right, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis; to my left is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and to his left is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair this afternoon. I believe I'm correct. Well, I know that I'm correct because the last time you appeared before this board was back in August of last year. I am the only board member who was present at that time. The other board members are new board members, and anything else that you would like to share with the new board members, they've had an opportunity to review all of the documents that have been presented. I do take note before I give you an opportunity to speak that we do have your institution progress report. We do show that you had a number of programs over the years, but I don't see any recent. Have you had any programs recently since 2011, sir? Have you participated in any programs or training or anything since 2011, sir?
Yes, I did take some classes on thinking straight, and I went to AAA for a while, things like that.
Okay, well, thank you so much, because we do encourage you, wherever possible, to take advantage of some of the courses that DOC is offering. Which is correct, we take note that you stated on your release plan that you did not request any release plan of what you would do at that time, because you have three consecutive life sentences, and with that being the case, it would not be at this time appropriate for you to have presented a detailed release plan.
Yes, sir.
So let me just open it up, because this is your hearing, sir. What does you want to tell the board, especially the four new board members who are present, who are on the board at this time, sir?
Basically, I was a young man, and I was doing drugs back then, and clearly not my right frame of mind. And it was 30 years ago. And I'm sorry for what I did. And about at least 10 years ago, I wrote a letter to the clerk of the court, an apology letter, Sergeant West, telling him that I was sorry for shooting him, and kind of giving him a basic rundown of my frame of mind at the time. I was trying to get away. I was not trying to kill him. That was never on my mind. I was scared. The police were everywhere, and I was high. And just a stupid mistake, and I'm sorry for it.
You said you were high. What were you high on, sir? Was it drugs, alcohol, or what were you? I think you said
on drugs.
On drugs. What kind of drugs were you high on, sir?
At that time, I was high on meth.
Okay.
Been out for about 3 days, and I wasn't thinking straight at all.
And when the last time you used any drugs, sir, any illegal substances, sir? Have you changed completely since you've been incarcerated?
I did about 3 or 4 years ago. I got tired of it, and I have Hep C, so I did the interferon to get rid of that. And I quit. I no longer do any of that.
We're glad to know that you made that decision, because that is very important. And as one board member, I'm conscious of the fact that there are drugs within the institution itself, that it's easy, that they're easy to be found there, and for you to have resisted them for a few years, that's truly an improvement. At this time, I'm going to ask other board members for any questions that they may have for Mr. Glover at this time. Questions from board members? I don't see any questions at this particular time, sir. However, I'm going to give you an opportunity. This is your hearing to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination whether to parole you to your next consecutive sentence or to grant you absolute discharge. What else do you want to tell the board, sir?
Just that I feel like any more time on this person, I don't see what good that would do me going to another 25 to life and then having another one to do behind that as well. And I am sorry for what I did, and that's about it.
Okay, sir. Well, at this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, the board will make its determination, because we do operate under the open meeting law. And this will be the first time that we will have had the opportunity to discuss your case while we are sitting here. So please stay on the phone, as now the board is going into discussion. I will admit that Mr. Grubb is a different person now. No one is the same as they would have been several years ago. However, I think that as one board member, and having had the opportunity to speak with him before, I think that when you look at the fact that there were three consecutive sentences, life sentences that he will be serving, I think that, two things that come to my mind. One is the fact that last year, that would have been 2016, he did have a couple of majors, and you know, if you're coming for the board, you just don't want anything that would go wrong. And he's been off of drugs for a few years, but I think that we tend to look at it as being off for a longer period of time. Therefore, I said that to say that I'm not in favor of moving him forward at this time, but I am prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
I agree, Doctor.
Therefore, hearing no further discussion at this time, I'm going to move to deny Mr. Brian Glover, ADC number 44383, 412B, 411. That is, move to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge to deny. That is my motion. I also will move for a one-year, include a one-year set-off, and that is the motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, seconded by Mr. Honorable Mr. Gowanus, agreed by Mr. Johnson, Honorable Mr. Johnson, Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse. And reasons for the now, I am going to include, and then I will ask help from others. I'm going to include serious and violent offenses, serious deviant behavior, trauma to the victim, because of the shooting, although he was not murdered, but serious bodily injury to the officer, multiple victims. I'm also going to, we don't need a release plan at this time. I didn't see any major letters of support, therefore, and no family is present today, therefore, I'm going to put no family or community support. And it may not be his fault, but I'm also going to list lack of programming, although he says that he's done some, such as AA, but we don't have those presented to the board at this particular time. And of course, as I've already indicated, recent disciplinary, although they were last year, but the last year is still kind of recent. And those are the ones that I want to include. Is there any others that any other board member wish to include? Hearing none, sir, the board has denied parole you to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. I stated the reasons. Do I need to state the reasons again, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so very much, sir. You will be certified by the Department of Corrections to appear before this board in around 12 months from now. And until then, we wish you the best and keep up the great work. And we'll be looking forward, board members will be looking forward to meeting with you at that time, sir. And your hearing is over. Thank you so very much. And you will put the seal. Thank you, sir. Would you put the seal free back on, sir?
Yes, sir.